of America.
Yeah, you too. Bullet the Blue Sky. That one's from the Joshua Tree CD. Our number here is 1-800-344-ROCK, and we'll be right back with more live here in New York City on this very, very special evening with you too. Don't go away. Lots of exciting stuff coming up. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back here in New York. Our special evening with you two on the Global Satellite Network continues. Could I coax you into just those two lines in Norwegian wood? It just sounded so nice.
Is this it?
No. Close. Come on. The harmonies were so nice.
That's a good one, man.
Norwegian wood, right?
Yeah, we should write that. I like that one.
Dear Prudence. See, I'm getting there. Won't you come out to play? Ed, you're breaking my heart. Love that knocking on Dear Prudence,
you too. 1-800-344-ROCK. Let's go to Charleston and Helene,
that's
who listens to us. Charleston's down south. Is it Charleston, North Carolina? Helene, listening to us in 96 Wave FM.
Hi,
Helene. Which Carolina are you in?
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay, say hi to you too.
Hi, you two.
Yo, how are you?
I want to tell you guys I love you, and your music's not boring. And
yo,
that's a compliment.
Nicest thing I've heard all week.
Okay.
You have a question, Helene?
Yeah, my question is, do you guys have any reactions to the criticisms on MTV about you not playing any of the old songs on the tour?
It's all lies, Helene. We are. We're playing a few of the old songs, but we only play the songs that we feel moved to play on the on that given evening. So it varies, you know. Some nights we play some old songs, some nights it's the new album. It depends which way we're moved.
Thanks for the call, Helene.
We're spontaneous creatures. We wish. We have put in some of the older songs now, but I think the night that the people from MTV were down, we weren't playing it, and I think there was some people in the audience who were disappointed. But you know, you got to keep yourself interested first. If you keep yourself interested, then other people may stay interested. But so we've got to, you just got to go the way you feel.
Okay, thanks, Helene. You know, it occurred to me, we were trying to call the White House before, because during the show, live on stage, Bonda calls the White House, you should sometimes, you know, like give a little equal time to the other side and try to call Governor Clinton over there in Arkansas.
Yeah, well, I'd love to. If you take the call, we'd be...
You know, maybe you'll have better luck with him.
We'd be honored.
Well, why don't we do it now? Why don't we actually try and put in a call?
What kind of numbers do you have in your phone books?
Tell you.
Well, I'm sure we could get a number.
I mean, most rock and roll bands have girls' names in their phone books. They have presidents and governors. What is this?
On the subject of that, I had a phone book pinched the last time I was in Texas. And I would like to ask if... This goes to Texas, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, sure.
And, yeah, please.
It was all over Texas.
Give me phone book back, will you, for God's sake? You know, it would be really nice if whoever has taken it, I promise you, a cure to arthritis. You will see, you will not go deaf, and I will be your friend for life.
And with that, we're not going to go. You know what? In a little while, we're going to take a call from San Antonio. First, though, we're going to talk to Laura, calling in from Boston, Massachusetts, not too far to the north of us. Laura's listening to us on WZLX 100.7. Hi, Laura. Say hi to you, too.
Hi, you, too.
Hi, Laura.
How are you?
What's the question, Laura?
We were wondering what your honest reaction is when you find more fans waiting for you outside of your hotel after a concert.
You mean more fans than were at the concert?
Well, just, we were coming back from your concert on Sunday in Foxborough, and we saw a bunch of fans waiting. And we were just wondering, what do you honestly think when you see that? I mean, how do you feel? I mean, are you frustrated, or do you want to just sort of, you know, have the concert stop there and then continue, or what?
We just want to take them home, you know, give them a good square meal, feed them up a bit.
That's Adam talking. Adam, once in a while, let him know whose voice is whose.
It's funny because...
That's Bono talking.
When there's a lot of people outside, you can't stop and talk you know, or spend any time like the you might if there were a few people. That's the one thing about when there's, I think there were hundreds there in Boston outside there for the week, and they were sleeping outside, and you know they were, you know, they're amazing rock and roll fans in Boston. But maybe that's just taking it too far. Our message would be: we're not worth it. Go home, watch more TV. You know.
Hey, I think we might have found. Thanks very much, Laura. I think we might have found your phone book, Bono, because we have a caller from San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah,
Cha Lee is on the phone listening to KZEP 104.5. Charlie.
Yes.
Do you have Bono's phone book?
No, I wish I did. I put my number in there.
What's your question?
Yeah, well, have y'all considered releasing an acoustic album?
You just heard me play there, didn't you? Did you hear me play there, my version of Dear Prudence?
Yeah. That,
right, well, now you know.
Why is she laughing?
Now you know why we're not releasing an acoustic version. But, you know, we've got this... we've got two stages on tour with this. One in the middle of the stadium and where we're playing acoustically. And that's really... That's been great fun. Edge is a great acoustic guitar player and yeah, I think that's... That, I mean, that's not... It's not a mad idea. My favorite Bruce Springsteen record is Nebraska. I think it's really great.
Oh, yeah,
great
that's
record.
Great.
Well, I got an idea, talking about acoustic playing. There's a version of Can't Help Falling in Love with You that has just been done for a movie that actually is opening, at least in New York, tonight, today. Today's the first day, Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yeah, right.
Could you whip that one out on us?
Ooh.
Am I putting you on the spot? That'd be great.
I'll tell you what, can I pass this guitar to Edge?
Sure, pass the guitar to Edge, and we'll have on the soundtrack album of Honeymoon in Vegas, and those of you who aren't aware of it, and I'll just do this while we're getting the guitar over to Edge, it's a whole bunch of different people doing songs that Elvis did. And so who's actually, the whole band's not on this record, are they?
No, they were going to be, but we got back from America and they all ran away.
The rest of us were on holiday at the time, I seem to remember.
Well, here it is live. This is a version of Can't Help Falling in Love.
You're very pushy, aren't you, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Hold on a second now. Wise men say only fools rushing, but I can't. Some things were meant to be. Elvis does the kind of down on one knee version. I do this sort of Irish Catholic guilt version.
That was really nice, and I kind of put them on the spot, but thanks. Edge on guitar, Bono on vocal, and that's part of the Honeymoon in Vegas thing if you want to get the recorded version. Let's take another call. We have Danny phoning in. Again, thanks, Elvis. Danny phoning in from Oklahoma City. Rock 100 The Cat is the station he's listening to us on. Hi, Danny.
Hi. How you too?
Okay, you got a question for you, too?
Yeah, I sure do. After the War tour, you guys released Under a Blood Red Sky, which had a lot of concert material on it. And same with after the Unforgettable Fire tour, you released Wide Awake in America. And after the Joshua Tree tour, you released Rattle and Hum, which all had live versions of music on it. What I'm questioning is, I have two questions. Why did you release those? And two, are you going to release one after the Zoo 2 TV tour?
Well, first question, why we released them. Initially, the reason was to supply a certain demand. There was a lot of bootlegs, live bootlegs of the band out there, and we just thought, well, why not release an official bootleg? So we kept the price really low, and we didn't spend that much time on it, but just tried to get some kind of a feeling for the band live. You know, we kept it pretty rough. And, well, who knows? We might do something at the end of this. Zoo TV, as you know, is kind of more a kind of mixed media tour, so we might be planning something for television, you know, something that's a combination of live and TV. But we're still thinking about that. If it happens, it'll be at the end of the year.
Okay, Danny, thanks very much for your call. That was The Edge who was talking to you. And we have plenty to go. Our number, 1-800-344-ROCK. 1-800-344-7625. More in just a moment of our special evening with you two on the Global Satellite Network. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to our special evening with you two on the Global Satellite Network. I would like to say at this point that Larry Mullen is here. It's like the quiet you two.
Yeah, Larry, say something, Larry.
Something, Bono.
And I also want to say that everybody is fully clothed here, and that might sound like a strange statement, except didn't you do an interview, Bono, recently naked in a restaurant or something?
Don't tempt me, Dave.
No, I'm not tempting you, but I just want to know if that's true. What happened there?
Just bringing in some waitresses and...
I mean, were you completely naked? No skivvies, no anything, right? You just sat in the restaurant naked doing an interview?
Don't you?
No.
You've never... well, you know, you do... Sometimes you do things...
You maybe do what you have to do.
You regret the next day, but...
From Los Angeles, Linda listening to 97.1 Classics, KLSX. Hi, Linda, you have a question for you, too? Linda? Hello, Linda. Linda from Los Angeles is gone. So we'll talk to Ronald from Charlotte,
where's
listening
Paul?
To 95.7.
How are you?
This Ronald?
Hello.
Ronald, what do you want to say to you two?
Well, we couldn't get through to George.
Ronald, are you there? Ronald? No.
Yeah,
Janice.
How you doing?
He is there.
Wait a minute. Let's see.
Either Ronald's had a sex change or that's definitely not a Janice.
Hey,
is anybody there?
Ron's a guy.
It sounds like George Harrison.
Oh, hey, well, that's cool, too, you know. That's cool, too. I like old George. Hey, listen, I'd like to ask you guys, aside from your original influences, the Beatles and what have you, what, if anything, are you listening to nowadays?
This is Edge here. I'm listening to a lot of industrial stuff, a lot of hard sort of sounding music.
He's that hip.
Terminally hip, Ronald. Stuff like, I like Ministry. They seem to be doing well on Lollapalooza. I like Front 242 and The Young Gods, KMFDM, Nine Inch Nails, that sort of stuff.
So let's go around the... I like this question. Maybe we can go around the table. How about you,
Larry?
Larry, what's on your turntable these days? Turntable? What's on your CD player?
CD player.
Hard question.
It is a hard question.
It's a tough
really.
Question.
Yeah, so...
You can't remember.
The last record I got, actually, I got in Boston. It was I think it's a soundtrack to a movie. It's got Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, a whole lot of other bands. It's the last thing I listen to, so...
How about you, Adam?
Hole.
Yeah. Hole?
Yeah.
H-O-L-E? Have they released in the United States?
Yeah, it's out there. Yeah. And, let me think, Neat Sareb, some of their stuff. Shabba Ranks.
Uh-huh. Adam's into the old hip hop.
Yes, I can
stuff.
See.
Yeah.
And how about you, Bono? You've been listening to some music lately?
I'm really impressed by the Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy record. I think that's an extraordinary one of the best records made in the last 5 years.
Really,
really amazing record. And it's sort of bigger than just the idea of hip hop. I mean, I hate these terms. They mean nothing. I mean, we're all, you know, just trying to, it's words and music.
Right. Everybody needs to put something in a file cabinet.
Yeah, I hate it. It's like some kind of apartheid exists in this country. You have black music, you have white music, hip hop music, you have this. I can't handle it. That's one of the great things about what Lollapalooza are doing, is just mixing it up. It's also what we're trying to do with our support acts. We've got a lot of great guests with us, Primus, Public Enemy. I think Chuck D is one of the finest voices in America. They're going to be playing with us. We've got the Sugar Cubes coming in from Iceland. They're amazing. And Mick Jones, B.A.D. too.
Mm-hmm. And the Heroes, of course.
All right.
So I like to listen to bands live.
Yeah. That was a good question, Ronald. Yeah, yeah. That's good. Thanks. Janice, right here in New York, 92.3 K-Rock listener. Hi, Janice.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, what's your question?
I'd like to know, what are the plans for your next LP?
Haven't really made anything yet. We're just kind of going to get through this tour and go home and write some songs and see what we've got.
We're trying to write a few songs on the road, but, you know, it's hard. We've got all these radio interviews to do and all that sort of stuff. It keeps.
Yeah, well, Oxung Baby is good enough to keep us happy for a long time. Thanks for the call, Janice. Linda, out on the other coast from Los Angeles, listening to us on Classics 97.1. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Say hi to you, too.
My question is, if you two could put an album in a time capsule, which one would it be, and what message would you want future generations to get from it?
Well, that's like, what's your favorite album, right? Which is like, who's your favorite child, almost, isn't it?
I think, speaking of children, it would have to be the baby itself. I'd put Acting Baby in a capsule, and I'd send it out to far-off galaxies with a note attached. Mm-hmm. Please buy as many copies as you can humanly or inhumanly afford.
I think mine would be Funkadelic, Free Your Ass and Your Mind Would Follow. And I don't think I'd need to put a message in there. I think it's self-contained.
We're going to play something from under Blood Red Sky. Is that an album that you think holds up well? For the people who made it, you guys?
It's
Nobody
captured,
wants to say anything.
Yeah, I think it captured the kind of live U2 at that time, which is really what it was about.
Yeah, we're going to do some live U2 right now. This is I Will Follow. This comes from Under a Blood Red Sky by U2. U2 live, and I will follow U2 live with your phone calls at 1-800-344-ROCK, our special evening with U2. Tomorrow night, the band will be in front of 70,000 people. Will be a lot more applause than on the Bullet the Blue Sky record. And, you know, not only are you playing like historic places like Yankee Stadium, but looking through these notes, I see that you're going to kind of christen a brand new stadium in Atlanta on September 25th. They're building a new stadium down there, getting it ready
for us.
No, not just for. I wish it was. They're actually building the Georgia Dome in Atlanta for the 1996 Olympics. But the first people, did you know? You knew this, right?
They told us it was for us.
Well, they figured they build it for you, and then as long as they had it, they let the Olympics be there in about 4 years. Let's go to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Let's say hi to Fiona, who's listening to us on 97.5 KMOD. Hi, Fiona. You're on the air with U2.
Hi, everyone.
Hi,
Fiona.
I just wanted to say thank you for trying to make the world a better place. I understand that you just went on a Greenpeace mission, and I was wondering what you all learned from that experience.
Radioactivity is a very dangerous thing. That's what we learned, I suppose. You know, when we got involved with Greenpeace, there was a lot of stuff that we didn't know about, nuclear energy and reprocessing plants, and so for us it was like a chance to get up to speed on what was really happening and what was really going on, and it scared the hell out of us. It's really heavy, and I think Greenpeace are doing an incredible job. They're pitting themselves against governments. They are incredibly unpopular throughout the world because the people they're taking on are governments, and you know, they have our support, and I hope everyone's support out there.
The other thing is, you got to remember, Fiona, is that, I mean, it was 24 hours for us. These people are working 24 hours, 12 months a year, and they're the people who are making the world a better place, not us. Whenever we do something like that, there's a lot of publicity and we sell a lot of records. And I think, you know, rock and roll bands don't deserve as much praise as the people they often, you know, are playing for, like Amnesty International, people who are working every day without the spotlight on them, without all the sort of fuss. And they're the people that are the real heroes.
Thanks very much for your call, Fiona. Our next caller is in Miami, Florida. Chuck, listening to us on 103.5 She. Chuck, let me, before we put you on with U2, say that All of you down in Miami and in southern Florida are in the hearts and minds of all of us across the country. How's everything going down there?
It's pretty good. We just, with 65,000 homes destroyed and all that, it's been pretty tough and a lot of homeless now.
Well, again,
$20 billion in damage. So
I'm glad we finally get some help down there for you people.
Yeah.
And you're on the air with you too. This is Chuck.
Hi, how you doing, guys? There's supposedly a lot of rumors now saying that the show down here might be canceled due to the fact that a lot of people might not want to go to a big stadium rock concert now that they're all down in the dumps and everything. What are your future plans concerning the Miami show?
Well, I think they should come, and
we're available.
We're available if they. I don't think they should stay down the dumps. And we're playing Miami. We're playing Tampa. I love Miami personally. I love to hang out there. We opened the indoor leg of the Zoo TV tour there, and there was a great feeling down there. And I'm sure people are devastated by what's happened, and I don't know if anything we could say would mean a thing in the light of that. But if people want to hear us play music, to make music for them, we'll do it.
Could be a healing thing. The show is until October 3rd in Miami and October 10th in Tampa, but Tampa's way north of where the devastation.
Was Tampa all right? And
Tampa's okay. But Miami's a mess. But that's October 3rd. And I should correct myself. The Yankee Stadium dates, I keep saying tomorrow and Saturday. Tomorrow is Saturday. It's tomorrow Sunday.
We might try and get something organized for that Miami thing. I don't know what yet, but it'd be nice. Maybe get people to bring along some food to the gigs, food parcels to spread out, and maybe we can do something down there.
Maybe you could work with some of the rock and roll stations down in the area to organize something.
Something. We should do something, if we can, we really would love to, yeah.
Okay. Hey, let's get back to some music, and then we'll take more of your calls at 1-800-344-ROCK. Right now, it's New Year's Day. This is from the CD War. Here's U2. Day with U2, and we'll be happy to take your calls as we head into our final half hour with the band. 1-800-344-ROCK. Don't go away. We'll be right back with our special evening with U2 here on the Global Satellite Network.
For a limited time at participating 7-Eleven stores.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Here we are live in New York with The Edge, Larry Mullen Jr., Adam Clayton, Bono. All of U2 here with us. We're taking your calls at 1-800-344-ROCK. We need some silly callers, too. Don't forget, we're getting into the final home stretch here. Let's go to San Antonio. Maybe Anna is the one with the phone book that you lost in Texas, Bono. Anna, listening to us at KZEP 104.5.
I haven't, because it's got my babe's phone number, and I haven't spoken to her since,
You're talking to Anna, Bono. That's Bono talking to you, Anna.
Oh, no, I don't have your phone book.
Okay.
But
how about a question? Do you have that?
And this is the greatest gift yet.
What's that?
What did you just say?
I said yesterday was my birthday, and this is the greatest gift I've ever had.
But we haven't given you anything yet.
I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, that's very nice.
Do you have a question, Anna?
Yeah. Y'all been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremonies and will be eligible after the year 2000. And if you were voted in, who would you like to induct you, and how do you feel about the importance of the award?
That's a good question.
It's a really great, we're a bit funny about those kind of award ceremonies, but that's a really great one.
I guess Elvis would do.
Yeah.
we wouldn't mind that.
I think it'd have to be Elvis. Yeah, it's really, really amazing. We inducted The Who, which was amazing. And I know Van Morrison is up this year. I hope he gets in there. It'd be amazing. And the Velvet Underground also. It's a really amazing night out on the town, and you should go there. And maybe that could be your.
There is none yet.
Maybe that could be our birthday present to you. If you get in touch with the radio station, we'll see if we can fix that. You want to do that? That would be our birthday gift. Then
what, to have Anna induct you into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the year 2000? I'm not sure what the gift is going to be.
Have her go.
go to the function.
Yeah, if she wants to go this year, that's
that
our.
That would be fantastic.
Would you like to do that?
I sure would.
Okay.
Well, what should Anna do, Bono? You got us into this now. It's being taken care of. It's being taken care of,
sure,
on the other
end. Sort of that. That's the great thing about being a rock and roll star. You can do shit like this.
Okay, Anna. I'll see you at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It'll be in Los Angeles this year in January. Let's go to Christine. Christine is a 92.3 K-Rock listener right here in New York City. Hi, Christine.
Hi.
You're on the air with you, too.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Christine. Hi.
My question is for Bono. In this book, You Two Rattling Home, you said that people get into bands for all the wrong reasons. What did you mean?
Well, Bono, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. I think it's kind of because you just don't want to do anything else.
Might be because you can't do anything else. I was really just trying to say that, people sort of, you know, have attributed to us the, the ending of the Cold War and, feeding the entire world and saving whales and all the stuff we did in the 80s. And we're very proud of that. And I think the world is a safer place since we started out, and but really that's not why we got into this. We got into this for the same reason everybody does, because we probably have, you know, some sort of personality defects and ridiculous egos that are completely out of control, and years of standing in front of mirrors with tennis rackets and golf clubs, and I think that, you know, that's really I think that's, you know, the sort of reason why you get into a band. You just get in because you just like the sound of that E chord. You know, it's an amazing thing to hear an amp wound up. It's like getting on a Harley Davidson or blowing bubbles into a cup of coffee. Thank you, Adam. That's really that's all we were saying.
Yeah, well, I'm going to, speaking of, like, you know, gigantic rock and roll egos, I'm curious, I'm going to ask Edge and Larry and Adam, does it bother you that Bono gets so much more attention, or does it just kind of make your lives easier?
Yes.
Like, yes. I know that I asked that once years ago to the Stones, and they all love that Jagger gets all the heat, and then, you know, they lead quiet lives, and they love that Mick gets all the attention.
No, but cool about Bono. He's a nice bunch of guys.
Okay, let's get... I'm going to play one of... I think this maybe is my personal...
Larry's been singing, by the way. Well, I just think that's important to know. These
I think everybody
shows,
needs to know that.
Well, they do. And I have to say, he better not get too good.
And I'd like to say that I'd like to play a track from Achtung Baby, which is kind of my personal favorite, and a lot of people's too. This is Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses. Do you like this song too? I love this song.
Yeah. Yeah, we've just done a remix of that, which we're going to put out because, when this was originally recorded, it was almost like a kind of tribute to Phil Spector in our heads. That's the way it was. We heard it like one of those Spector sounds, and we went back into the studio after the album was put out, and we did a kind of Spector-esque version. I mean, Phil would probably not like it, but we did it kind of in honor of him, and... do you have that one to play? Probably not set up, no?
No, we're all set up with this out in Los Angeles. Can we listen to it? Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses? Another one from Achtung Baby. This is You Two.